Hello and welcome to HW Editorial with me, Sujit Nair. Here you can listen to my views, my analysis. Follow this podcast to stay updated. At HW News, we have been delivering news that matters to you. Our goal is to present you with information that stimulates conversations around topic of larger public importance that often gets lost in primetime shows. Singh Saab, thank you so much for joining us. And today, Singh Saab, you know, we have spoken on a lot of topics, isn't it? In the last couple of years, we have spoken on a lot of topics. You know, Singh Saab, when I talk about this particular topic and we talk about Mr. Nitish Kumar, I find it very funny, sir. First of all, longest serving chief minister of Bihar, 9 years. And is he himself sure about which party he is aligned to? मतलब वो खुद भूल नहीं जाते क्या कि which party is aligned to in the morning के भाई आज सुबह किसके साथ alignment है? Doesn't that happen? Sir, on a serious note, two questions I want to ask and then hand over the floor to you. Sir, the question number one is, sir, how does people of Bihar accept him? Question number two is, sir, is Bharatiya Janata Party that desperate to be in power that they accept somebody who has joined them, ditched them, joined them, ditched them, joining them again?
I will say the people of Bihar, I must say they have been betrayed. There is absolutely no doubt about it. There are two ways of seeing it, because purely from the Bihar, as a person who is staying in Bihar or someone who has a psych of a Bihar, 2020, Nitish ji fought election with NDA. The mandate was given to NDA, whatever thin. I mean, maybe RJD got 12,000 vote less than the winning combination. But the fact remains that it was NDA which got the mandate. Nitish ji, for his personal reasons, left that mandate. I mean, left NDA, came over to Mahagathbandhan side. That was 9th August 2022, and everyone remembers it was Nitish ji who walked out of NDA. It was not RJD or Mahagathbandhan or Congress who said, "You please come, we will join hands." It was Nitish ji who left and he said that I want to join hand with you and we must form a government. That is the way it all unfolded. Number one. Number two, again, there was a Mahagathbandhan, India Alliance. People were talking that it is a long rule of Mr. Modi, 10 years. We must get something more. And then again, he went back to NDA. I mean, again, I'm not using the word ditched. But to me, the second part of it, the second question, that when you say that whether the temple magic has worked or not, temple magic has not worked. That is for sure. The way BJP is behaving, it is very certain that BJP is very jittery and BJP is not sure of themselves, especially in the Hindi heartland as well. Why I'm telling you this is, now you just think of it, when Nitish left NDA, joined hands with Mahagathbandhan, it was a very quick job done. It was maybe one fine morning on 8th August evening, you came to know that Nitish is leaving. 9th morning, he left. NDA took oath in the 9th August afternoon, 2022. This time, everything is going on for the last two and a half months. It was there in paper. We all were defending, no, Nitish will never go. Nitish will stay back with India Alliance. Nitish is the pivotal figure. Nitish is the sutradhar. He is the one who has created India Alliance. But there was a rumor was going on. There was a talk that Nitish is going switching over the side for last 2.5 months, 3 months. And who was the casualty? The biggest casualty of all this is India Alliance. There's absolutely no doubt about it. Now, who is the biggest gainer? The biggest gainer is BJP. I still hold this, that the biggest loser is Nitish Kumar. He might remain chief minister for another 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, 5 months, because as most of the people think that Nitish ji will not be chief minister for the next Vidhan Sabha elections. Next Vidhan Sabha elections of Bihar is due in 2025. There will be a change of leadership in Bihar, irrespective of the fact that whatever Lok Sabha results come in 2024. Now, here comes the conspiracy theory. When I will be talking in detail with you, ki why I feel that there is a conspiracy in all this thing, what has happened in Bihar. It is not by this because someone insulted Nitish ji. Nitish ji was not comfortable. He was not getting not getting the due credit, which he says that I was not getting the credit, or he was not able to work. All these things are secondary. As far as I am, I think it was a pure conspiracy. I mean, which was the architect. We all know who was the architect of this conspiracy. It all happened. I will talk it later. Sujit ji.
Sir, I want to ask you, do you really think that this is going to damage India alliance? I'll ask you why I'm saying, what I mean by that, I'm sorry. Sir, India, Nitish Kumar, will he get the same kind of mandate that he got last time? Will he even have voters in Bihar after what he has done so many times? So if he himself has an identity crisis, political identity crisis in Bihar, how will that reflect in for India alliance? In fact, I would like to believe that his voters will be now moving towards RJD. Most of them would be moving towards RJD rather than moving towards BJP, because BJP has their own set of voters, isn't it? So how is it going to damage India alliance, sir?
To be honest, as the things stand today, I'm talking of today, yes, India alliance is damaged. There's absolutely no doubt about it, that India alliance people feel that they cannot stay together. They always quarrel, they always fight. This is not the composition that is going to take on BJP and things like that. But and as you said that people are moving towards RJD, Bihar is a typical case where the social fabric of the society moves with their leaders. UP also, we have caste leaders, but not to the extent we have in Bihar. Nitish ji there is absolutely no doubt about it that Nitish ji was in Kurmi, and he had only 2.9% or 3% of his Kurmi population in Bihar. But yes, Nitish ji has a very major say in moving the votes of OBC community, which this time it looks like maybe because of the caste census, talk of caste census which Nitish ji started it in Bihar. Now BJP is not standing with caste census. It is Congress and RJD which are standing with the caste census, that come what may, we will go with caste census and give the due to the OBC community, which in terms of reservation. So I feel, yes, maybe in next 10 days, 15 days, 1 month, 1.5 month time, some votes which BJP thought that which will come with Nitish ji may not come with Nitish ji. But I'm again telling you one thing, this also BJP purposely is cutting Nitish ji to size. I will just give you two examples. One, who are his two deputy chief ministers? Samrat Chaudhary and Vijay Kumar Sinha. Now, Samrat Chaudhary and Vijay Kumar Sinha are the two people in BJP who, even in while sleeping, they are abusing Nitish Kumar. For last 1.5 years, the most vocal opponent, I will not only say opponent are many people. The most vocal, abusive leader of BJP, who was abusing day in and day out, and people say while sleeping also these two people were abusing Nitish, are Samrat Chaudhary and Vijay Kumar Sinha. Now, BJP has seen to it that these two become your deputy chief minister. You cannot have Rilka Devi or Sushil Modi or someone XYZ as your deputy chief, or for that matter, Jitaram Majhi or his son. No. You will have to manage with these two people. This is number one. Number two, the only one who has been gainer in this entire game is, to my assessment, is JP Nadda. BJP has seen to it that now Mr. Nitish Kumar, my BJP, president of BJP, who otherwise is no one in the party hierarchy when it comes to going for an oath ceremony, it is Modi ji or Amit Shah who goes there and they are the main guest. For the first time, to my, as if I remember, Mr. Nadda is being treated as a BJP president. So for the first time, BJP is also putting Nadda ji as their president. Nitish ji now has to deal with Mr. Nadda, not with Amit Shah or Mr. Modi. And third, and the most important thing, Mr. Paswan's son. I mean, Mr. Paswan family has two factions now. Pashupati Paras, his brother, and his son. The Pashupati is more close to Nitish. The Chirag Paswan is more close to Amit Shah. Now, they are there. And Chirag Paswan, in no uncertain terms, is there to see to it that it is Mr. Nitish Kumar politically is finished in Bihar. So, as far as BJP is concerned, BJP is absolutely clear. BJP is not doing any game underhand or behind the door or on the back of Mr. Nitish Kumar. They are playing the game openly. So, Nitish Kumar has to live with Chirag Paswan. He has to live with Mr. JP Nadda and he has to live with Vijay Kumar Sinha and Samrat Chaudhary. Yes, Sujit ji.
Sir, before I come to the conspiracy theory that he was speaking about and before asking you why Nitish Kumar actually left, I want to ask you one thing, sir. Sir, you are not just a journalist, a senior journalist. You belong to a political family. Sir, I want to ask you, I mean, how does Nitish Kumar get up in the morning and what is he thinking that today I want to be the chief minister? Is that it? And I will do anything for it? Because this was the man who started India Alliance, for crying out loud. How can you give me a small insight of what he is thinking? What is in his mind?
I can only say, Sujit ji, ki Nitish Kumar ji is very insecure. He has always been very insecure. Psychologically, what I can see is Nitish Kumar is in the habit of changing his friends. Today is the most close confidant. We will come to the conspiracy theory. I will say the people are very new to JDU and are very new to Nitish Kumar. His old people, the people who formed Samata Party and then who all were there with him, Lalan Singh, Vashish Narayan Singh, all these people are nowhere today. Lalan was, yes, okay, he was president of the party which Nitish removed him. But his old people who were more close to Nitish, who were giving some advice, some sane advice to Mr. Nitish, are nowhere there. Today, people who have more allegiance to BJP are around Mr. Nitish. And every day, if someone is getting up and he is being told that this is wrong, you have not been made convener, you are a prime minister material, they should declare you as a prime minister candidate. All these people keep on feeding Mr. Nitish day in and day out that he is being not treated well by India Alliance. Which I always felt that Nitish should be mature enough to understand these things, that there are leaders, there are people, not only senior, who have much bigger chunk of MPs behind them, and they are not staking their claims. For that matter, Mamata Banerjee or Stalin, at any given point of time, have more MPs behind them than Mr. Nitish Kumar. And they also, we must give a credit to Mamata Banerjee. Mamata Banerjee is one leader who fought on her own with BJP. It was without the help of Congress or CPM or CPI or anyone. She fought on her own and defeated BJP. Whereas Nitish ji never on his own has defeated any party. He wants BJP on his side or he wants RJD on his side. So what I feel is the insecurity might be a part, but still I feel what he has gained, I also fail to understand what he has gained. He has only lost in the entire thing.
Correct. Correct, sir. Because there is a difference between maturity and intelligence. You see, intelligence is pretty basic, as in basic intelligence. You see, if I don't get something from one shop, I go to another shop where I get it. That is what normally an option would be. Here, he was almost, would have been one of the most powerful people in India, whether he becomes a prime ministerial candidate or not. He would have definitely become a most powerful face in India Alliance. Number one. Number two is, where did he go? He went to a party where today he will be treated like a, literally like a, I wouldn't want to use the word doormat, but yeah, I mean literally like he will never be respected in that party. Because he's a ditcher. He is not even, you know, consistent. So he has gone, the option that he chose was far worse than the condition he was in. Assuming that he went there because he thought he was not being respected in India Alliance, which I don't believe in, sir.
That is the place where I feel this is a conspiracy. Sir. Because anyone till now has not been able to say a decent thing. I mean, no one has given a convincing answer that because of this X, Y, Z reason, Mr. Nitish Kumar has left this and he has joined this. And that is why I feel this is a conspiracy of BJP. I will tell you why. Number one, when Nitish Kumar, I assume that, mind it, BJP is capable of doing all these things. BJP is capable of doing all these things. Now, suppose in August 2022, as a planned thing, whosoever was there in BJP who's doing the decision making, thought that it is better that Nitish moves on to the opposition side, makes out some halagulla, makes some opposition front, because at that point of the time there was another problem which BJP was facing. BJP was not facing a united opposition. BJP was facing Mamata Banerjee in West Bengal, Aam Aadmi Party in Delhi, or KCR in Telangana and things like that. Now, from the BJP point of view, you collect all the opposition leader at one platform, and then we will decide that when you have to walk it out, and then we will discredit that entire opposition thing. Now, who were his close confidant, who were giving him advice what to do, what not to do? Because the theory is, and which everyone knows, that Nitish ji was told that he is not going to get even 5-6 seats after this Ram Janmabhoomi plant pratishtha thing which happened in Ayodhya. His own people said that you are not going to get enough seats as in the Lok Sabha elections to stake your claim for Ayodhya or Prime Minister or whatever it is. So that started, that insecurity, the day in and day out was fed into Nitish head. And not from today. It was being done for last 6-7 months. Who are the three people in Bihar? Mr. Sanjay Jha, who has worked with Mr. Arun Jaitley, ex-BJP. Ashok Chaudhary, Vijay Kumar Chaudhary. They are new people. They are people for last 10-12 years. They are not people who are with Nitish for last 25 years or 30 years. Now, these are the people who have some history of some BJP history. They have roots or some connection with BJP. Other than these three people, there are two more important people who played their role very effectively. One is Mr. Harivansh ji, who was the deputy chairman of Rajya Sabha, and one is Mr. K.C. Tyagi. I'm taking these names because this is the way it has happened. Mr. K.C. Tyagi was a JDU MP, as you all know. He was a Rajya Sabha JDU MP. What Harivansh ji, and he was a close confidant of Mr. Nitish Kumar. What Mr. Harivansh has done during the Kisan bill when it was passed in Rajya Sabha, the entire nation has seen. It was not partisan, it was pure in terms of what you call. It was unethical, it was it was corrupt. The way the bill was passed in Rajya Sabha, which was cheered by Mr. Harivansh on that day. After that, Mr. Harivansh, every 1 or 2 months he was going to Patna, meeting Nitish ji separately for hours together, and people are thinking that why, by someone who is so close to BJP, why is coming and meeting Mr. Nitish Kumar? And this was raised in newspaper also. If you go Google it, you will get all these things. Then it was told, bhai isme koi burai nahi hai, purane saathi hain, old fella, if he's coming to Patna, why not we should, one should meet, and things like that. It was nothing. It was the communication which was going on between Delhi and Patna. The second person is Mr. K.C. Tyagi. Mr. K.C. Tyagi was made the chief spokesperson of Janata Dal U about 7-8 months back. Initially, when Nitish ji crossed over to Mahagathbandhan, after that, Mr. K.C. Tyagi was removed from all these posts and he was not given anything. Then he managed through his BJP sources, he got entry back into, he became the chief spokesperson or something of Janata Dal U. And show me a single statement of Mr. K.C. Tyagi for last 7-8 months, whenever he was in the official capacity of spokesperson of Janata Dal U, where he has talked good of India Alliance. He is one person who is always talking bad of India Alliance, he's always talking bad of Congress, he's always abusing something or the other. You show me a single statement which Mr. K.C. Tyagi has done anything good about it. I'm not going on the thing which is going on in the social media that he has connections, his family has connections with BJP. I'm not talking about all those things. But Mr. K.C. Tyagi was certainly working in the interest of BJP, maybe as a pact with BJP or without pact, but whatever he was doing, it was in the interest of BJP. Now, these five people were there. This is number one. Number two, the only thing, the timing was to be decided when Mr. Nitish should walk back to NDA. And timing, they thought, when Rahul Gandhi is entering West Bengal and Bihar, these three states, BJP is very worried. West Bengal, Bihar and Maharashtra. Because these three states, whatever is the losses, BJP is not going to make those losses anywhere in the central, in the heartland. Gujarat, they have got 26 out of 26. Haryana, 10 out of 10. Rajasthan, 25 out of 25. Madhya Pradesh, 28 out of 29. They don't have a scope to make good for those losses. So they were desperate that if Rahul Gandhi's Bharat Jodo Yatra is entering West Bengal and Bihar, certainly that will leave a mark, which people said, I'm not debating on that, how much impact Rahul Gandhi Bharat Jodo Yatra will have, but certainly Nitish Kumar on their side, Mamata Banerjee on their side, if they come together in Bharat Jodo Yatra, BJP was going to be put in a very difficult position. So the BJP, whosoever was the decision maker, decided that this is the right time that Nitish ji should cross over, and the credibility of India Alliance should be at zero, and we must blame Congress for this. Because you see the last statement made by Mr. K.C. Tyagi day before yesterday evening, where he was telling, when someone asked me why, we are leaving because Congress is not cooperating with Aam Aadmi Party in Punjab, because Congress is not cooperating with Mamata Banerjee in West Bengal, because Congress is not cooperating with so-and-so in other state. He was not talking of Bihar. Bihar was a done deal. Bihar, it was 17-17-5-1. 70 Lok Sabha seats for out of 40. 17 seat JDU, 17 seat RJD, 5 seats Congress, 1 seat Communist. This was a done deal. So there was nothing new in this. Now they were desperate, and now it looks like that these 4 or 5 people who were working on the behest of BJP worked like that, and the timing was decided by the Delhi leadership that when Nitish should cross over, so that we can give them the maximum damage to India Alliance, and they have tried it like that.
Sir, then in that case, we can also juxtapose the same to West Bengal, can't we? Because somewhere down the line, while Mamata Banerjee is joining nowhere, but the point is, Mamata has also announced the fact that she is not going to share any seats with Congress, which means, again, a drawback for India Alliance. She is not going to share the stage with Rahul Gandhi. So, isn't that true to even West Bengal?
First of all, what Mamata has said, she has said she's not going to, she's going all alone. She's not going to share a seat with Congress, but she will remain with India Alliance. The complete statement is this. So the last part is important. She's not leaving India Alliance. Aam Aadmi Party, I mean, though I'm again giving you, Aam Aadmi Party and Congress as a pact are fighting against each other in Punjab. Because Delhi, they have a formula, 3-4. One party will fight 3 seats, one party will fight 4 seats. Punjab, they are fighting face to face. The reason is because Punjab, BJP is the party number 4 in Punjab.
Correct.
Kerala. Communist and Congress are fighting face to face. And there are certain people who feel, I mean, there are certain people. First of all, Mamata Banerjee on her own have defeated BJP. So, Mamata doesn't need Congress. Let me be very honest. And Congress also has again and again said, India Alliance without Mamata Banerjee, we cannot think of an India Alliance without Mamata Banerjee. So Congress is also giving her a long rope. And there is a feeling that I have few people, I mean, I have all those things with me, where people feel the anti-incumbency vote of Mamata Banerjee. If there is a third party, which might be Congress or Communist, it might go there. If these parties are not there, there is a strong possibility that unnecessarily this vote will go to BJP. So as a strategy also, which we may not be knowing at this point of time, as a strategy also, there are 42 seats in West Bengal, 22 Trinamool, 2 Congress. 18 seats are held by BJP. Now, whatever is going to happen is going to happen in these 18 seats. Let us see what happens in these 18 seats. Because if by having a third party, the probability of TMC winning more seats is there, so why not use this strategy? AIMIM anyway is always there, by which BJP gets benefited. But they are considered to be on the other side of the spectrum. Okay. I mean, they are a Muslim party. But if by the same logic, if by some strategy, if Congress or Communists are fighting as a third front or as a third party in West Bengal and it benefits India Alliance, why not?
Sir, a very famous strategist just said, he made a statement yesterday that it's a cakewalk for NDA. Do you think it's a cakewalk for NDA?
It is CSDS, Mr. Sanjay Kumar, who has said, if I'm not wrong, he has said that. I don't think so. It is still a cakewalk. Because Hindi heartland, UP, they had 64 seats, 62 plus 2, up another. 64 seats out of 80. Akhilesh Yadav, I must say, I mean, people are telling why he has given only 11 seats to Congress. He has started the process. Congress is also says, okay, 11 is okay. We might get 2, 3, 4 more. So it might be 15 or 14 or 13 or maybe 16 or something like that. Jayant Chaudhary gets his share. Chandrasekhar Raman is getting his share. Apna Dal, the other Apna Dal is also getting their share. So UP also, it is not going to be a cakewalk for BJP, I must say. And again, Bihar, let us see, when BJP got 303 seats, Bihar India Alliance had only one seat out of 40. Now that is, I'm very definite, India Alliance will have more than one seat this time. There is absolutely no doubt about it. Whether they will have 10 seats or 20 seats or 20 seats, 25 seats, too early to decide, to say anything on that. But they are certainly going to have more than one seat. So in that sense, it is not a cakewalk for BJP as yet. Yes, with India Alliance getting a beating at this point of time because of Mr. Nitish Kumar leaving India Alliance. Let us see how it works it out.
Sir, I'll take this opportunity to slightly digress and take this opportunity with you to ask another question. How much has the temple consecration, Ram Mandir consecration worked for Bharatiya Janata Party, especially in Hindi heartland?
I think so. The way BJP has planned, it has not worked like that. And one of the major reason has been Shankaracharya's statement when it came. An average Hindu thought that, an average Hindu, I'm telling, that it is a BJP event. I mean, before that, people were thinking it is a Hindu event, it is a Hindu ritual, it is a BJP event. Good for BJP. I mean, they are doing a good job. The second part of it is that if the narrative which BJP is trying to set in, they have all the machineries into their hand. I mean, they have all the media, all the machinery, everything to their. BJP said on 23rd, I mean, 22nd was Pran Pratishtha was done. On 23rd, BJP said that 5 lakh people, half a million people went to that temple and took that darshan of Lord Ram. Now, if we go do a quick calculation of 12 hours, 12 hour darshan into 60 minutes, into 60 seconds, it comes to about 43,000 seconds. Tell me, Sujit ji, in 43 seconds, how 5 lakh people can do a darshana? Yes. This all is fictitious figure. BJP is trying to set a narrative. If the figure was 1 lakh, one can still think, okay, yes, 1 lakh people can go. 5 lakh people in 12 hours time, 43,000 seconds. 43,000 seconds, it is not humanly possible that 5 lakh people can see. So BJP is trying to build up that narrative. Somehow I feel it is not working. It is not working. And that is why BJP is desperate.
Sir, my last question. What is the future of Nitish Kumar? Coming back to our subject, do you think he has a future or this is the last 9 years? I mean, this is the last term of Nitish Kumar as a chief minister.
I think it is the future is sealed. I mean, and we just have to see whether he remains chief minister for 2 years or he remains chief minister maybe for a few months. Because after Lok Sabha election, there is no utility of Mr. Nitish Kumar as far as BJP is concerned. And BJP don't keep any baggage. BJP is not in the habit of keeping any baggage with them. So Nitish Kumar will become a baggage for a load and a baggage and a liability for BJP after May 2024. And lot of, I mean, even the Prashant Kishore or a lot of people are predicting that there will be again a realignment after Lok Sabha election. Let's see. I mean, it will be interesting to see how RJD and Congress now behave with Nitish, if at all it comes, if at all it happens, that will be interesting to see.
Thank you so much, Singh Saab. Thank you so much. As always, what a pleasure talking to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Sujit ji. Thank you. Thank you.
Stay ahead with our Cutting Edge News app. Instantly access the latest shorts in just 1 minute and breaking news in just 50 words. Download now for a smarter, faster news experience.
If you like this episode, please rate us with 5 stars right now. HW News podcasts are available on BingePods and all other audio platforms. Also, don't miss to check out our news reports from the house of HW News podcast. We are sure you will love it too.